Beyond conspiracy theories. To paraphrase Anton Chekhov, a man is what he believes. Create an environment of threat and desperation for both teachers and students, and when the worst comes to worst, they will be too scared to ask if they are the good guys. But please know that weaving conspiracies is self-destructive, unlike the creative twists and turns. The hard evidence required by courts will never materialize. You must learn to face away from the dazzling machinery that could very easily disable the world, and dare to learn for real, curiosity by curiosity, lesson by lesson, book by book. A conspiracy theory is just a colorful dead end, and many such thinkers end up nowhere, if not right back at the start. Furthermore, a penchant for conspiracy, unfortunately, is a strong sign of desperation resulting from ineffective education. It's not your fault. You are just as smart as the rest of the world. It is that you get tricked, thinking that cramming, memorization, and GPA was some form of education. It is not an education. It is in fact just a crappy guess. Politicians guessing themselves in a circle that standardized schools may work, but if they don't, they sure as hell will look like they do. All those students, grades and graduations and diplomas can't possibly be wrong. And teachers and principals are just desperately trying to keep their jobs and, you know, get paid. A lot of them are just former students, former graduates, that simply could not find a place where they could use whatever shreds and patches of knowledge they memorized. So they returned to again regurgitate in the classroom, but this time as an instructor. This has been called a pyramid scheme. They know that you won't protest because you have nothing to compare ineffective education against. You won't be able to see that it's fake. Now you understand that this is not a reason why you should feel unintelligent. They sold your mind for brainless paychecks. Please, don't get mad. Their minds were sold out too. This is a multi-generational con game. And if they didn't sell you out, they would lose their job, their house, and maybe even family. Get up. Take a very long and lavish vacation and get your mittens on every narrated book you can find. Nonfiction, highly acclaimed, held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals. Reading paper books is a kind of meditation, but it is a really messy way to get a coherent picture of the nonfiction within. In a way, paper books are like sheet music. You may figure out the melody, but you really need to hear the symphony with your ears. If you are unable to listen to a narrated book, popularly called an audiobook or book on tape, that means you are under attack. It's a mix of stress and depression. It means that you have gone far enough. You did your battles and you did well to get here. And now is the time to prevent others from using you. It's time to break whatever cycles you must and drive as far as you feel you should. Know that the toxicity of stress and depression has one final trick up its sleeve. It will fill your first few days of freedom and independence with such massive doubt that we could almost call it dread. But it is just a trick. It is not real. It is just the toxic waste desperately trying to cling to your mind. You got to keep moving, keep fighting, keep stretching that toxicity thin until you kill it first. Your narrated books will help you sleep. Especially Carl Sagan, Bill Bryson, Neil deGrasse Tyson. But you will find most of the heaviest answers in books that describe lives of philosophers. Here you will find A Gentle Introduction and Story of Philosophy by Will Durant and The Giants of Philosophy, beautifully narrated by Charlton Heston. Finally, Carl Sagan, in his demon-haunted world, shares a most elucidating thought on the subject of conspiracy theories. It is him describing a conversation with a taxi driver on the subject of UFOs and little green men. He puts it very simply, and I paraphrase to say the least. In contrast to the simplistic, bare-bone, half-assed story of aliens flying in saucers with a severely misguided scientific interest in people's butts, the real story of the universe is infinitely more beautiful, much more colorful, and 10,000 times more real. Especially if your vacation or adventure takes you out into the woods to live under the stars. Furthermore, if you were to look up the heartbreaking simulation of how long it takes for speed of light to just visit planets in our own solar system, you would see how impossible intergalactic travel is. There is still a lot of confusion about education. Those who had real teachers and have some measure of real education are actually genuinely surprised that some people find science dull. But people like Richard Feynman, Carl Sagan, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Bill Bryson present science in a way that those of us who were tricked can understand. And this applies to all areas of knowledge. There are popularizers of every meaningful subject out there, not just science. You just need to go to the library and grab their narrated books and never go long without re-listening them again. Here, you will discover that in time, you will begin taking on traits of the great thinkers and great beings that you learn to admire. In other words, you will begin entering their class and culture. And once you are in, once you have a solid measure of knowledge, resulting wisdom, and the beginning of greatness. You won't need conspiracy theories, because you will be able to see, sense, and infer what is really going on.